You're on 981 2NM, the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and we are getting closer to the by-election on the 22nd of May. It's time to catch up with another one of the candidates for the Upper Hunter electorate, Kirsty O'Connell. Kirsty, thanks for joining us.
Andrew, it's a pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? Why are you going to run for Parliament?
Well, Andrew, I'm from Muswellbrook, actually. I was born and raised in Muswellbrook. I'm a fifth generation Upper Hunter local. I'm a farmer. I'm a mum of two girls, and my husband and I have a farm at Aberdeen and a bit of grazing country up at Stewartsbrook.
Kirsty, if you don't mind me saying, you sound busy enough. You want to add Parliament to that?
I think there's, you know, a real argument that I may be insane. But no, look, honestly, I just thought it was too important to sit this one out. And I do have a job that I love, and I've got a busy life. But I look at the changes that are coming to our door here. You know, and having been here for five generations, my girls are the sixth generation. I really care about what happens to this place. And to me, it's really obvious that the world is moving away from coal at some stage.
Yes.
You know, this change is coming. And the thing that really concerns me is that I don't see a plan from any of the major parties. I don't see any action to help us prepare for that change. And the truth is that these parties know we need to prepare. They're actually producing reports on this, but they're not talking to the electorate about it.
Why do you think they don't want to change, Kirsty?
It's simple. They think it will cost them votes. They don't think we are grown up enough in the Upper Hunter to have a difficult discussion. But I think it's because they actually fundamentally don't understand how country towns and country communities work.
It's one thing to say that they don't understand, but another thing to suggest that they're basically ignoring something because they're not going to get elected.
Yep.
The other side of that is, do you feel that people won't vote for you because you're bringing this up?
I think it's really important that I'm here to give people the option. And I know that's a big thing to say, that they're ignoring the problem, but it's the fact.
Yeah.
You know, I can point you to the documents which show that they know that this needs to happen. They know, specifically know, that Muswellbrook and Singleton are the two towns that will be hardest hit as the world moves away from coal. And yet we're hearing nothing about a plan for the future. And that is wrong.
So what about an option for all those people that do work in Muswellbrook and around Singleton in the mines? You can say to a person, listen, for the good of the planet, you've got to stop working, but that's not going to put food on their table. What's the alternative? How do we go about fixing it for those guys?
So just to be clear on a few things, Andrew, this isn't a choice that we're making. You know, we actually have no control over how much coal other countries choose to buy. So the changes will be made because of the decisions other countries make.
Mm-hmm.
But that affects us.
Yeah.
And the fact that we don't have a plan to deal with that change is a big problem. So my proposition to the Upper Hunter electorate is that I think we urgently need to make a plan for the future. I think we urgently need to start investing in those coal-focused businesses, the small businesses that no one is talking about yet. I think we need to help those businesses, if they want to grow and to diversify. And I think we need to also address the low-hanging fruit. Let's invest and grow in those sectors that we already do well. We're great at farming, winemaking, thoroughbred breeding, tourism. We already do those things well. So let's see how we can remove the barriers to growth for those industries and help them to create new jobs. Now, the worst thing that happens if we do what I suggest is we create new jobs. And I think that's good.
That's, you know, fair and
I think most people would think that is good.
Yeah.
We produce $1 billion worth of coal royalties every year. While we are producing $1 billion worth of coal royalties every year, what say we keep more than the 2% of it that currently comes back here?
There's a lot of conversations to be had. Kirsty O'Connell, good luck with your candidacy for our Upper Hunter election on the 26th of May. Thank you very much for stopping by, and I'm sure we'll speak again sometime.
It's an absolute pleasure, and I'd really love to come back. Thanks, Andrew.